It's a windy, overcast day at Watkins Glen, New York, as the largest crowd in this event's history is standing by for the start of the United States Grand Prix. 26 of the world's finest drivers are now amassing their total forces in this all-out confrontation with speed on a 3.37-mile, 11-turn course. I'm Ken Squire. With me today is David Hobbs, and the major story of this day happened just a few moments ago. In the final practice, the man on the pole, having broken the old track record by 2 7/10 seconds, Mario Andretti, in a final untimed practice, broke the rear wheel off his automobile, crashed into the wall, and he has gone to a spare car for the start of this U.S. Grand Prix. He will be on the pole, David, but mentally, what does that do to a driver?
Well, he's in a very unenviable position, because to start with, the wheel parted company from the car first. So in the back of his mind will be the question, could it happen again? Secondly, the first fast lap he does in that car is going to be the opening lap of this race, with the other 25 cars breathing down his neck. And he's going to do his first testing on that first lap. Not a very good position to be in.
Well, David, let me ask you one other question about this. You've talked about the driver. Tell me something about this car.
Well, Jarier has been setting the car up to suit his driving style all the weekend. They've obviously had to put it back to Colin's specifications for Mario's car, and hopefully it'll be as close to those specifications as possible. But there will be differences. There always is.
Adjusting the pedals and the brakes for the world champion, an anxious, concerned Mario Andretti, cinching up the seatbelt on a new automobile for the start of this United States Grand Prix, an event for which he sat on the pole 10 years ago, also driving at that time for Team Lotus. Brock Yates is standing by with the owner of the Lotus cars, Colin Chapman.
Colin, the question, of course, is how familiar is Mario with this particular car?
Oh, he's very familiar with this. This is chassis number 21. This is the one he's used virtually all the season up until Austria. And then from Monza, he started a new car, chassis 22, which he did the Monza race with. So you could say this is his normal race car, really.
So you're not as alarmed as the rest of the people in this place are?
It's not that easy. You know, there's a tremendous amount of very fine adjustment that Mario normally does during training, which, of course, he hasn't had the opportunity to do. And we're trying to make the best compromise we can now. But it's not going to be easy for him.
A crowd of over 100,000 wearing its heart on its sleeve, hoping Mario Andretti will be the first American to pull it off. Let's look now as Mario describes what happened.
Right rear wheel came off. The stud that keeps it on hub broke, and I just spun like a top, and finally I got into the guardrail and damaged the car just enough that we won't be able to repair it.
Mario Andretti, rumpling a Lotus automobile at over 100 miles per hour. He had to take some shock out of that, David.
Yeah, it was a real confidence breaker. Here we see a group of his fans, and here we see Mario coming through turn 11 on his warm-up lap, going very fast. This is the first time he's driven that car this weekend, coming up to take his place on the grid. Now, unlike USAC Racing, he will, in fact, go to his pole position at the front of the grid, because it's the driver that qualifies and not the car.
There have been 20 United States Grand Prix. Never has an American won one of them. Andretti is attempting to become the first as he moves past the Leger, now past one of the Bernie Ecclestone cars and the James Hunt McLaren, headed for the front row, hoping to fend off the world's finest drivers in this race of approximately 200 miles, 59 laps. Mario Andretti addresses himself to the pole position for the United States Grand Prix.
They start from here.
This year, Mario Andretti and Goodyear took on the world's best drivers and foreign tires and won. In Argentina, in Belgium, in Spain, in France, in Germany, in Holland. And between them, Mario and Goodyear have brought the world championship back home to America. So as Mario would tell you, if you want to beat the world, there's only one tire to consider.
Goodyear.
26 drivers from 16 nations moving off the line for the start of the United States Grand Prix. With Brock Yates and David Hobbs, I'm Ken Squire. Field out at a turn one, David.
Well, this slow pace lap gives us a chance to look at this track. Turn one, a slow second gear corner. The road drops away, as you can see there, leading them onto the old front straight, quite bumpy, which leads them into a very fast exit right-hander, through which
are twitching badly over the bumps, and they have to slow up to go to the chicane, which is very, very narrow, one car wide only. So at the first lap, this is always a place a lot of jostling and bumping goes on. The chicane is very important, second gear, because it leads into this fast left and right-hand sweeps, which are ultra important because they take the car onto the absolute fastest part of this track, the 180-mile-an-hour back straight.
Let's start to review the starting grid. Here's Mario Andretti, your pole sitter with a new record. Beside him, the 1974 winner, Carlos Reutemann of Argentina. David, more about this course.
Well, having negotiated the straight, they come to this turn at the end, fourth gear, 135, 140 mile an hour, right-hand bend, dropping away. Again, very bumpy at the end, short chute, down to turn six, which is a left-handed third gear. This one we see here, very difficult corner to negotiate. Of course, a lot of understeer.
Now, here's the third position starter, Alan Jones of Australia, and beside him, Gilles Villeneuve of Montreal, driving for Team Ferrari.
On through the back loop here, the new back loop, we go through turn seven, which we see in the background there, a long, rising third gear right-hander. Sometimes in second when these cars are full of fuel.
Last year's world champion, David, that's Niki Lauda, and beside him, the two-time winner in a row of this event, last 2 years, James Hunt of England.
And here we see the cars going through turn nine, back onto the old course. This is the second sharpest corner on this track. Also very bumpy, second gear. Up into turn 10. This is a very important corner, very fast. Again, pretty bumpy after this cold winter.
Now you see the starting grid in row four is John Watson of Ireland and Jarier. Then comes the six-cylinder car of Joubert. The Renault beside him is a 12-cylinder car of Jacques Lafitte. There's row six, Schechter and Depailler. In row seven, the twice world champion Fittipaldi and the German Hans Stuck. Then in row eight, Rosberg and Didier Pironi. Moving to row nine, Clay Regazzoni. Flanking him is Patrick Tambay. In comes Derek Daly in one of the Ensign cars. And the U.S. Bobby Rahal will be starting beside him. Next comes Arnaud and Solman in row 11. Row 12 is Rabaki of Mexico and Brett Lunger of Wilmington, Delaware. Then Blake Mullen of Holland and Mazzario of Italy rounds out the field. Here we are, ready for the start. Standing start. We'll work off the light.
The red light will go on, and they have about 5 seconds.
14 cars broke the old record in qualifying. There's the green, they're away. Good start into turn number one, and Mario Andretti goes out in front. The two Ferraris are running in second and third. Reutemann going into second. Villeneuve goes to third, dropping to fourth as Alan Jones on the start.
A very good start there. We can see a lot of jostling coming down that front straight, and they've all seen us so far, got to the chicane without incident. No one's put a wheel over the edge. Look at that jostling there. And Stuck bouncing off the curb there.
Down that long straightaway. Fastest part of the course at over 170 miles per hour. Mario Andretti is out in front. Reutemann, 1974 winner of this event, runs in second, and we have one car out already. That's Hector Rabaki of Mexico, failing in the first lap. Rabaki, the first DNF of the day, did not finish.
Here we see the cars going through turn six. That's the difficult corner I'm telling you about. Mario Andretti already pulling out a good lead. Pretty tough to do on this track. His first time out in this car, first time he's driven this car fast this weekend.
Here's Alan Jones maintaining fourth. Andretti is really stretching on the second fastest part of the course. Very hard braking turn here.
Extremely hard through turn eight. Thinking he's got there, five star, and Jones hang on.
Niki Lauda in fifth. Lauda is fifth.
Right behind Lauda, it looks like Jarier, but Mario's teammate. Up to turn 10. Swinging into that corner, 115 miles an hour. Very quick, using up all the road there. All those front runners using up all those. Villeneuve, in fact, having a bit of road left to spare, which is a good sign for him to go down in the race.
Ford Cosworth in front, two 12-cylinder Ferraris, gnawing away at it as he completes lap number one, Mario Andretti in the lead.
Down into turn one. Looks easy, but the road drops away then. It's a sharp corner, and you can really make these cars work there. Loke is particularly good through it. Alan Jones hanging on there, qualified third in this event. Has had a reputation this year for not qualifying as well as he subsequently won in the run in the races, but today he qualified third, which is good.
Here's Andretti, still trying to stave off the challenge of the two Ferraris.
Hunt going out of the slipstream there, making a move on somebody. I don't think it worked, though. Yes, there it is. Hunt going by Jarier.
And that would put him up into the fifth position. We have a car in the pits. Hans Stuck, who had trouble earlier, they changed an engine on this car this morning, has made one lap and now pulled back to the pit area.
Yeah, not a good day for old Hans.
Tight running for the lead. Andretti in front, but his lead is now diminishing. Reutemann closing ground.
And snapping away going into turn seven there, but Mario made good effect of the corner and pulled away quite a bit again, but Reutemann is closing on him, definitely.
Wherever they break the hardest is where Reutemann seems to be closing ground, David.
Yeah, which is a bit unusual, because the Lotus is particularly good on brakes. Now, I wouldn't have thought that Mario would be able to be closed up by that unless there was something wrong with the car in some way, or just not used to that one.
Strange car for Mario Andretti after he shut it. The car in which he broke all records in qualifying for this U.S. Grand Prix at Watkins Glen.
Using all the road there. Coming off turn 11, Villeneuve putting a wheel just up on the edge there, coming onto the pit straight.
Diving downhill, getting just a little support from the actual turn, Mario Andretti continues to lead.
Sort of turn that Mario's used to, but there's no doubt about it that Reutemann is definitely gaining ground on him and gains most of all on braking.
Mario Andretti attempting to win his seventh Grand Prix of the year. That would tie Jimmy Clark for most wins in a single season. Here he is into that long straightaway. Speeds continue to escalate here. Reutemann drops inside of him, side by side as they come down to the hardest braking point on the course. It's Carlos Reutemann of Argentina going into first place. Andretti drops to second. Gilles Villeneuve in the second Ferrari from Montreal, Canada, runs third.
Also giving Mario a hard time. That was a bold move by Reutemann. He made a good pass there. He ran alongside Mario. Mario let him have some room. And Reutemann pulled off the turn, going into the turn there. A tricky maneuver.
Reutemann, working on his fourth Grand Prix win of the year, has taken the lead for the 12-cylinder Ferrari from the Ford Cosworth Lotus. Another heartbreaking turn here. And as they sweep through the turn, we see Reutemann running in first place, and going to second is Villeneuve. Mario Andretti has dropped to third. The Ferraris are now running 1-2 in the early going of this U.S. Grand Prix.
Mario must be having some sort of problem with his braking. I can't see him normally letting people like Villeneuve and Reutemann get through.
There's Andretti running third. Alan Jones is maintaining fourth. Niki Lauda is holding fifth. And then running right behind him is the former world champion, James Hunt, in the early laps of the U.S. Grand Prix. The blood-red cars from Maranello, Team Ferrari, running first and second. It's 35-year-old Carlos Reutemann on the point. Young Gilles Villeneuve of Montreal running in second place. And there you see the interval back to third place. Here is Mario Andretti just coming to that hard-breaking point where he lost the lead moments ago. Andretti running in third. Alan Jones is in fourth. Downhill sweeper here, David Hobbs.
The cars, those Italian Ferraris, looking absolutely superb to all the turns here. Both of them looking very much in control. And Mario is really having to work hard to stay with them, which at the moment he's not doing very successfully.
The brakes loosening up on his automobile. Alan Jones is maintaining fourth. There you see Reutemann. He's already won the British Grand Prix, the Brazilian Grand Prix this year, and of course you saw him win Long Beach. Here he is, hard breaking corner once again, and the Ferraris looking extremely strong in the early going.
And going into that bumpy turn nine, which leads them back onto the old course. There's the old course behind them. The car's looking very good, no sliding around, turning into turn 10, one of the fastest corners here. Looking under good control. Mario Andretti following up behind, but ever further slipping back. Alan Jones just coming into view there. Mario using up all the road in turn 10 going into 11.
Here's Alan Jones trying to gather up some ground. He's running fourth over the curb. Niki Lauda is running fifth. James Hunt back in sixth. Andretti very quick on the straightaways, but having some problems in the turns at this point. Let's go to the pits. Brock Yates is standing by with one of the first victims of the race, Hans Stuck.
Hans Stuck, we understand that you made, your team made a record engine change this morning, but it all came to naught this afternoon.
Yes, it's really a bad day for us today because this morning I had no oil pressure and we changed the engine in 55 minutes, which is absolutely superb. But then, unfortunately, the new one was running only on six cylinders. We have no power in the head to stop after one lap, unfortunately.
Unfortunately indeed, for a second-generation driver from Germany.
Hans Stuck's a cheery little fellow, isn't he? Out of the race there so early on. He's a very big man on the discos over here in America. He likes America, and of course he's a very brave driver and a hero in his own country of West Germany.
And changes teams next year. He'll be driving for ATS. There you see fourth. Here's that battle for fifth. There's Niki Lauda. Former world champion a year ago, twice world champion. Right behind him, James Hunt.
Also a former world champion.
Indeed, and the winner of this event two times in a row. He's trying to equal the record of Graham Hill for having won this race three straight times.
And Alan Jones going down into turn seven. Here we see the two leaders again. Carlos Reutemann, Gilles Villeneuve from Montreal.
Villeneuve came here a year ago and watched this race. Now he's out here participating and running in second. A former snowmobile champion up in the province of Quebec and a Formula 2 champion here not too long ago.
His Ferrari contract, of course, calls for him to live in Europe, preferably in Italy, but he managed to get away with living in France across the border. One of his troubles is that his kids are finding it difficult to speak French. There we see Bleekmolen. He's not in third place. He's been lapped, of course, by the two leaders.
Andretti also trying to lap him as they move down by the pits. How fast right there, David?
Well, they're getting up into fifth gear there. They'll be doing about 155 miles an hour down into turn one there. Very sharp break. Here we see Blickman again in the ATS. That's the old one of the two cars.
One of the drivers scheduled, Jochen Masse, we've seen in these races earlier this year, badly hurt at Silverstone in a crash several weeks ago, broke his hip, his leg, his ribs. Now we're seeing John Watson, the teammate of Niki Lauda, in the pits.
Changing tyres. This track is notoriously hard on tyres. It's very difficult for the tyre engineers and the drivers to find the right combination of tyre compound to use on this track, depending on the weather and the weight of the fuel in the car and so on and so forth. They just don't get enough time in practice to run long enough. Obviously, run into trouble.
You really get a perspective for that big U-turn coming uphill, coming to 140, 145 miles an hour. Reutemann drawing away from Villeneuve here.
Reutemann, of course, is by far the most experienced of these two. Here we see our friend... that's not Bleekman. I'm sorry. That's Jaboui in the Renault, turbocharged Renault car, six-cylinder car, doing very well today.
That six-cylinder has a propensity for breaking down, but right now it's running very well. They've gone to a new water flow, six-cylinder turbocharged engine that's working well early on.
Well, of course, the turbocharged engine is supposed to be the thing of the future. We're going to see more and more of them in use on the streets. American and European manufacturers are now supplying them and offering them on the road cars, and of course it's going to be the thing in racing.
Here's Reutemann, well out in front, very poised driver. He has won 8 Grand Prix. He's seeking his 9th today. Villeneuve has never won in Grand Prix, came so close at Long Beach, and then in a terrible crash.
Of course, he came pretty close at Monza 2 weeks ago, but unfortunately came second on the road to Mario, but was relegated to 7th by rule.
Bobby and Andretti were set back in that race, they said, for jumping off the start. And now we're seeing Jarier pit the second of the Colin Chapman Lotus automobiles.
Another tire change, this time for Jean-Pierre Jarier, Mario's teammate for the weekend in his Lotus. That left front tire taking a tremendous pounding on this predominantly right-handed circuit. Obviously, the tire had gone away, and now they're putting a new one on for him.
And all the cars are taking a tremendous pounding around this winter-hardened course. Gilles Villeneuve talked about the toughest turns.
Well, I think the most difficult place is the corner before the last, which is the left-hander. I don't know what's the name of that corner, but it's very bumpy at the apex, and it's a very difficult corner.
Can you win this race?
Well, I hope it will go as well or even better than Monza, but so far the tires seem to be working quite well in the car also, so I guess it's a possibility.
Gilles Villeneuve attempting to win his first Grand Prix, and there you see the leader, Reutemann, trying to win his 9th for Team Ferrari. Notice the vibration as he goes through there, David.
Yes, there's one or two spots on this course we can see earlier when Villeneuve was talking about that left-hander before the pits, and again there, going to the chicane, you can see those cars bumping around as they go through these fast corners.
David, we have a picture here of Jacques Lafitte running well back, having trouble at this corner. Look at this in replay.
Yeah. Jacques Lafitte, the famous French athlete, putting a wheel well and surely over the curb there. Better send that to Ligier. Any comments they may have on that?
Jacques Lafitte, winner of one event for the Macra team, will not be a winner today, the way the car is looking right now.
Alan Jones looks like he's displaced Mario Andretti, so Alan Jones must in fact now be running third. And there's Niki Lauda, not too far behind Mario.
That is indeed the case. Alan Jones has moved to third, Andretti has dropped to fourth, and Lauda is closing on Andretti. And we have a car out here. Kiki Rosberg is in trouble. He's pulled off one of the ATS automobiles. Rosberg is out of the race.
The Flying Finn, he qualified pretty well up in this race in a brand new car, hadn't turned a wheel until Wednesday afternoon. And so they must be feeling fairly happy with the way the car performed this weekend. Obviously not very happy now.
The Flying Finn?
The Flying Finn.
Watching the racers go by, and here is a car that is looking very quick here. But you know what? That is the last place car. That's Arturo Merzario, the Italian driver, and he looks very, very quick, but he's about to be overlapped.
The car that Arthur's driving is one of his own make. He had it designed and built for him in Italy, and it's not really gone terribly fast. There's the beat again in the Ligier of the V12 Matra engine.
And we have a Ferrari in trouble. That's Villeneuve. He is off the course. It looks like he's lost an engine. Gilles Villeneuve is off the course. We're watching Reutemann putting a lap very easily on Arturo Merzario, just rolling by him as he goes down that long straightaway, and Villeneuve is out of the race.
Well, that's another Grand Prix he hasn't won. He must be very disappointed. This is getting pretty close to home for him.
Here's another car in trouble. That's Patrick Depailler in one of the Quintiral automobiles. He's falling by the wayside as Emerson Fittipaldi puts a lap on him.
And his teammate, Didier Pironi, in the other Tyrrell. I don't know what's wrong with the car. It looks okay. It's still going.
Well, if Ferrari's going to win, David, it's right here with Thomas Reutemann today as we watch Depailler bringing his car back to the pit area. More of the U.S. Grand Prix in a moment. Now back to Dick Stockton. Continuing to score what is becoming a losing hand, Colin Chapman of Team Lotus, his driver here in this Toyota Grand Prix of the United States. Mario Andretti falling to third spot. Niki Lauda in fourth. Hunt is fifth, and he's being challenged by Jabouille in the six-cylinder car back there in the sixth position. Here's Alan Jones running in second, moving through the chicane.
Look at that car shaking around as he comes out. Wheels just tipping the curve. His head shaking in the cockpit there. Really giving these drivers a tough time, this track.
There's Carlos Reutemann in the lead, and that means at the midway point of the race, he's about half a lap in front of second-place Jones. Here's your third-place battle. Mario Andretti in third. Niki Lauda, the 12-cylinder car down the inside. Lauda makes the move, and it's Niki Lauda going to third. Mario Andretti dropping to fourth.
Through that fast turn at the end of the straight. Big bump at the end there, down into turn six. This tight left-hand turn, third gear, a lot of sliding, tremendous amount of understeer. Very hard on the driver.
Last year's world champion, this year's world champion, running third and fourth here in the United States Grand Prix, Watkins Glen, New York. Niki Lauda, two times a world champion, leading. The first American to win the world title since Phil Hill back in 1961. Mario Andretti of Nazareth, Pennsylvania, dicing it up here. Now here comes the battle for the fifth position. That's James Hunt leading Jabouille in the six-cylinder car. James Hunt doing a masterful job today. Hunt out here in this battle after losing a very close friend, Ronnie Peterson, in that Grand Prix of Italy at Monza. Earlier, we had a chance to talk to James Hunt about how one can come back out and race after losing a very close friend in this Grand Prix competition. This is what James Hunt said.
It's an occupational hazard, and it comes as a shock to lose a friend and as a person, but beyond that, it's not a shock because one knows it can happen at any time, and therefore one is probably much better mentally geared. I mean, to lose somebody racing, one is mentally geared for that. If you lose somebody who falls downstairs, you know, in the home, it's much more of a shock because one is least expecting it. And so one is, in a way, conditioned to that sort of thing. And it's happened before, and it will happen again. It's just an extremely unfortunate occupational hazard of our sport. And I wish it didn't exist, but there it is, it does.
Former world champion James Hunt fighting right now for fifth position for Jabouille in this event.
Now we see Mario Andretti coming through the hard, fast S onto the straight, still trailing a little bit of smoke, following a long way behind. Carlos Reutemann is leading this race very handily.
And there you see Emerson Fittipaldi. He's worked his way from the back of the field up in the ninth position to that Copa Supra automobile.
Two-time world champion. Won more Grand Prix than anybody else driving here today.
Reutemann in that front-running position, lapping automobiles at will out here. He's just running away from the field. It's pretty much his event at this point.
There's no doubt about it. The Ferraris always have gone well on this circuit. There we see Brett Lungaby, one of the other American drivers in this race, being lapped, unfortunately, for Brett by Reutemann.
And Watson is falling by the wayside. John Watson of Ireland, winner of one Grand Prix race in his career, is going to call it a day. He's going to a new team next year in the 12-cylinder car, not going the distance. For a discouraged John Watson today. There you see him.
John Watson's been driving in Grand Prix now on and off since 1970 and rather regularly in the last 3 years, but he has only one win to his credit, which of course is one better than something.
Yes, like my co-host here today.
Well, there's Clay Regazzoni driving the shadow, Hans Stuck's teammate. Clay not having a very good day either. He's made a couple of pit stops, one for tyre change and one for something else. So not a good day for Shadow.
And that's an American car. This is an Italian car. It's Ferrari, and it's out in front. Carlos Reutemann putting together what looks like a winning performance, but there's still a bit of a ways to go to the checkered flag today. And more than once, he has tasted defeat within sight of a checkered flag. Now there is car number 21. That's the teammate to Jody Scheckter, Ray Hall, another young American getting out here.
Made his name in Formula Atlantic up in Canada and over here in the United States. He's been in Europe this year racing Formula 3 cars, and I think he's a very good young driver.
Reutemann about to lap Regazzoni. You saw a blue flag out just as he came off that turn 11, meaning for Regazzoni to be aware. Car overtaking.
That's right. A steady blue flag means there's a car following you. A wave blue flag like he got there means move over and let him through.
Which Regazzoni did for a former teammate of his when he drove for Ferrari with Reutemann.
Absolutely. There's a bit of doubt always in one's mind whether Regazzoni's going to move over or move on to the car that's been just passing him. There's Watson parked up against the guardrail at the beginning of the straight.
James Hunt continuing to move here and look very good in this event. James Hunt has been seeking to win his third in a row. No one else has done it except Graham Hill, and we've only had one other three-time winner, that the late Jimmy Clark. Well, Reutemann is just dispatching everyone with such ease out here. He has nearly a 34-second lead, and Andretti is pitting. Mario Andretti is coming in. It looks like the engine has expired on the automobile.
Well, that smoke coming out, it looks like this is the last time you've been to the pits. What a rotten day for Mario Andretti. Obviously, he wanted to win this race tremendously. He's won most other classic races here in the United States, the Daytona 500, the Indy 500, and the Sebring 12-hour, and he wanted to add this to his list.
So Mario Andretti ends his day here in the United States Grand Prix at Watkins Glen, New York, and he will not become the first American to ever win the U.S. Grand Prix. It's Carlos Reutemann's day at the present time, with Alan Jones of Australia in second. Austria's Niki Lauda continues in third. 13-year veteran Carlos Reutemann continues to lead here in the Watkins Glen U.S. Grand Prix. It's Reutemann running in first.
And there's a despondent Niki Lauda today, but nevertheless, with 17 victories, he is the winningest driver in Formula One today, not Emerson Fittipaldi, as I said earlier.
Let's go to the pits with Brock Yates and Mario Andretti.
Smoke from the right bank of cylinders. It looked like the engine was going to happen. Finally, that's where they go, but from about 10 laps on, I had no brakes. That was the problem. People were speculating you were getting some handling problems, understeer. That wasn't the case, Don.
I just had no brakes.
Otherwise, was the car behaving as you had hoped?
Well, not as good as mine. You know, I adjusted my car a little bit different. I think I would have had quite a bit of an edge with my car, but the behavior of the car was acceptable. Obviously, you need everything at your disposal. You know, you can't go without brakes on a circuit like this, so...
I'm sure in particular this was a day that you had hoped to come home with a victory here at Watkins Glen. Do you have any special thoughts about that not happening?
Yeah, well, I'm very disappointed, of course.
Nevertheless, America has its first world champion since Phil Hill in 1961 with Mario Andretti. Here's Reutemann out in front. He's leading by nearly half a lap. It stayed stabilized at that distance over Alan Jones in second place. The last time Reutemann won at Watkins Glen, 1974, when he beat fellow South American Carlos Pacci, the late Carlos Pacci of Brazil. Reutemann back to the line to complete another lap. And there's Alan Jones in second place, now shown as 26 seconds back. He's gained about 5 seconds in the past three or four laps.
Yeah, Alan Jones is driving extremely well today, as he's done at a number of Grand Prix this season. He's never qualified quite as well as he has done today. And today he's just been beautifully throughout, but his car is obviously just slightly outclassed by his Ferrari. Of course, American race goers are very familiar with Alan Jones, who's currently leading the Can-Am Championship over here.
30 gear shifts a lap, and if Reutemann misses but one, Alan Jones would be on it.
Hotly pursued by Jody Scheckter.
And Scheckter gets beneath him.
Absolutely. Now, the Renault is still running this late stage in the race, which is the best showing they put on this year with that turbocharged car. And there is Jarier going past the Renault, who's done a tremendous run-up from the back of the field after we saw him change that tyre earlier on.
That's indeed true. This number 55 of Jarier was back in the 12th position. He's now up here with the front runners. He is being shown as in fourth position at this point. He's made a tremendous run, Jarier. He turned a lap just one lap ago, the fastest lap of the race at over 122 miles an hour. There's Scheckter in the number 20 Wolf automobile just in front of Jarier.
Trying, in fact, now to hold on to third spot, which would be incredible if Jarier pulled up to third from back where he was after that pit stop.
Fastest car on the track, number 55, Jarier, who is driving a car which he is totally unused to. Remember, he had to give his car up to Mario Andretti after Andretti shunted his car in the final practice session. Here's Jarier closing, trying to get down the inside off that very fast straightaway. And Scheckter closed the gate.
You can see on that last shot just how bumpy that straight is, and the rest of the track, of course, is like that as well.
Well, we're winding down toward the finish of this event, and Jarier is having some problems. He has moved by, just blown away from car number 20, Jody Scheckter, but now it looked like he was slowing as he came through there. He looks good here in this corner. No, he is slowing down.
No, he is slowing up, definitely, yeah.
Jarier is in trouble. He made a tremendous run, came all the way back up through, and there goes Scheckter around him again.
Back into third place. I can't understand what's wrong with Jarier. It seems to be going all right. It's not smoking or anything, but it's obviously slowing up.
What a bad break for Jarier, who came from way back, well into the race, made a tremendous challenge, moved to third, and then something has gone amiss with the automobile. Reutemann out in front as they close on the finish. This would be the last lap upcoming. Carlos Reutemann in the lead. Into this final lap, he dives down to turn number one.
Taking no chances at all now. This is the longest lap of the race. With the best one in the world, you can't hurry it up and you just can't get it over quick enough either.
Clanging and flashing through that five-speed gearbox, Carlos Reutemann. And there you see Jarier out of the race after turning the fastest lap in the event in a makeup situation. Here is Reutemann. Part of the course, and he's not running that quickly here at all.
No, he's taking it very steady. He's just leading the McLaren there of, I think it's Tombay. I'm not quite sure.
There's Alan Jones running in second place in the Frank Williams car. Excellent run for Alan Jones. You're going to hear a lot more about him in Formula One racing in years to come. Reutemann handling this last lap very gingerly, David.
Well, the last lap is always the longest in any Grand Prix, or in fact, any race, for that matter. He'll be really taking it very carefully.
Now, Alan Jones, on the other hand, is still trying to make up time. Almost squared that corner going in. Here's Jones.
Yeah, I noticed that before. He takes a very tight line, or a very tight square line.
Checkered flag is about to come out for Carlos Reutemann of Argentina. He's slowing down as he comes to the line. Reutemann is slowing down, and one of the McLarens comes back around him as he comes to the stripe. Carlos Reutemann, however, has won it, and it was strictly a conservative move. He was in no hurry to cross the line. The crowd is
very much in a hurry to get to Victory Lane. There are still cars coming around the course, and it's a mob scene here at Victory Lane. Carlos Reutemann pulling in. He's averaged 118 miles per hour in his victory. Ninth of his career for Reutemann, winning the United States Grand Prix at Watkins Glen for the second time in his Formula One racing career. Here's Carlos Reutemann getting out, and here is Alan Jones giving a hitchhike to Jarier with a car that finished in second place.
Not the way Jarier wanted to come back to the pits, I'm sure.
Reutemann drove sick today. He came in here running a fever this morning, and he ran the race at fever pitch all afternoon. A great effort for Carlos Reutemann of Argentina first, Alan Jones of Australia finishing in second, Jody Scheckter of South Africa finishes third.
Well, after 20 years of trying, the United States still comes out a cropper in their own Grand Prix here at Watkins Glen, New York, David, but certainly not for trying. Now, Mario Andretti, trouble this morning, then trouble in the race.
Well, Team Lotus had an absolutely dreadful day. Mario Andretti crashing this morning in the warm-up before the race, losing a wheel and then taking the other wheel off the car, driving Jarier's car that's set up for Jarier, not looking happy in it all day except for the opening lap. Jarier driving the spare car. He had to come in and change tyres, dropped to the back of the field and made a magnificent run through the field, gaining to third spot, nearly three laps to go. Poor old Jarier sidelined. Of course, Mario dropping out reasonably early on with a totally expired engine. So, as you say, not a good day for an American driver at the American Grand Prix at Watkins Glen. On the other hand, we have heard news over the weekend that Mario may be racing for as long as 5 years and not retiring now he's won the World Championship. So that's good news for Americans.
Indeed it is. And next year he has a new teammate. A fellow named Carlos Reutemann will be driving for Team Lotus next year on the Grand Prix circuit. Well, that's it here at the U.S. Grand Prix. We hope you've enjoyed watching as much as we've enjoyed seeing it ourselves here today. For Brock Yates and David Hobbs, I'm Ken Squire.